From Phoenix to Fredonia, Tucson to Tuba City, the Arizona Department of Transportation is connecting Arizona. Everyone, everywhere, every day. Now you're connected to On the Road with ADOT.
Well, good day, good evening, as the case may be, whenever you're listening to this, wherever in the world you might happen to be, and we do have people from all over the world downloading this podcast. Welcome. My name is Doug with ADOT Communications, and we're talking about all things transportation related, and we have a guest from another state agency, this time the Arizona Office of Tourism, our friend here, Josh Coddington. Welcome to the podcast, Josh.
Thanks, Doug. Glad to be here.
I'm glad you're here, too. Tell us a little bit about the Arizona Office of Tourism. It sounds pretty self-explanatory, but what is your main mission over there?
So our main mission at the Office of Tourism really is we have a great fun job in that we get to promote the state of Arizona to people across the U.S. and even internationally to come here and visit and see some of the great things that we have here and have some really great experiences in Arizona.
And you've been with them for a little while, right?
Yeah, I've been with the Office of Tourism for about 3 years. And before that, I was with another state agency that dealt with economic development. And that really kind of opened my eyes to how much tourism is interlaced with helping the state be successful economically as well.
And you said it's a fun job. And in some ways, the pickings are really cool because not only do we have the Grand Canyon in Arizona, we've got wine country, we've got Native American communities said to have some really amazing things to see, like Canyon de Chelly. We've got so much. It's just amazing. So it really is a target-rich environment for your office to get people involved in taking some trips around the state or to the state, as the case may be. And here at ADOT, we want to make sure people can get where they need to go, like the Grand Canyon or wherever it might be. So highways and tourism kind of go together very, very well. You were telling me before we started the podcast that over the last few years, as we've dealt with this thing that we will not talk about anymore, but the public health thing that we all know about, that really had an interesting effect. It had a lot of effects, but for us, it had a very interesting effect on road trips in Arizona. Tell me a little bit about that.
So, absolutely. And one of the results of the pandemic was it really made people want to...
Now, wait. I said we're not supposed to talk about that word. Remember, okay? No, I'm just... Sorry, I'm being crude and rude, so go ahead.
No problem. So, one of the impacts of that was that it really made people look to get outdoors and take trips outdoors, and especially road trips. We really saw that in state and national park visitation and in people just getting around the state, you know, using all of those great roads that ADOT provides. And so road trips have always been popular in Arizona, but during the pandemic, they really got turbocharged for people getting out and about.
Did you feel like you got any information on some of the hotter spots?
Like I said, state and national parks have been really, really popular destinations for people to go visit just because they can get out and basically take it how they want it. They can go to some of the ones that have more visitors, or they can go and really have an experience of just them by themselves or just with their family. So it's really been all around the state. We've seen visitors go to those places.
Yeah, we like to think about some of the lesser known gems like Tuzigoot up in the Verde Valley and Montezuma as well, also in the Verde Valley, or maybe going down to the Chiricahua Mountains in southeastern Arizona. So, yeah, like we've said, it's a target rich environment. Now, as it happens during the public health situation, I took an opportunity, kind of like what you talked about, although this was for work, to visit some ADOT locations. And I went up to various parts of the state and found some very interesting parts of a very historic road that I had never personally driven on, parts of it, certain parts that I had not been on. And this is one reason I wanted to bring you in here today, because so many people across the country and the world are familiar with historic Route 66. And your office is doing something fairly new and fairly exciting about getting people to see what they want to see. And it's a real digital solution, a real 21st century solution. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, absolutely. So, one of the things that we did is we have one of the longest unbroken drivable stretch of Route 66 right here in Arizona, which is a very special thing for us. And so, we looked at it and thought, how can we promote Route 66 to a wider swath of visitors to make it easily accessible, you know, because it has such a colorful, quirky history, and it's something that really begs to be shared with people. So we designed, well, we didn't design it, but we partnered with a company, we used a company to create a digital passport that you can get on your phone. And it's called the Route 66 Digital Passport. It's free to download, and it really highlights over 25 landmarks and special places that you can stop along Route 66 and get a cool picture or experience some of that cool Americana that Route 66 is known for.
So let's just pick a landmark out of the thin air of where the movie Cars was filmed, right? Uh-huh. Oh, wait a minute. That probably wasn't quite exact. We can't really go see the Cone Hotel, although maybe there's some other landmarks.
Right. Well, you can see the inspiration for the Cone Hotel,
which is
the Wigwam Hotel in Holbrook.
The beautiful Wigwam Hotel in Holbrook, driven by it many times.
Right, right.
Places like that. I know that when I mentioned the road trip I took, I went through Seligman, which is between Flagstaff, actually Williams and Kingman, and I was surprised at the number of tourists. They've really done a lot of work in Seligman. I don't know if you want to, if you're familiar with what all they've done in Seligman, but it's very focused on the nostalgia for Route 66.
Right, yeah, absolutely. Seligman, they've done a great job in preserving the Route 66 expected experience for people with the historic signs, the neon, the diners, all of that's, you know, the gift shops, really. I mean, you can basically get anything Route 66 you want there and also take some great photos of a really unique place.
It is, and driving through there, it was just fascinating to see all the effort and the money that's been put into it. And what really spoke to me was, as I was driving into Seligman, which is just off the I-40, I mean, it's within eyesight of the roadway, but there were motor coaches. This is actually before the pandemic, actually, when this particular thing occurred, but there were motor coaches just going in and out and in and out, full of European tourists, and that must be very gratifying for your office to see that.
Oh, absolutely. We are always glad to see international visitors come to Arizona, of course, but for Route 66, specifically, you know, they have an idea of it in their mind, and you know, there's a lot of Route 66 that can be visited outside of Arizona, but we find that they really love to come to Arizona and see how our portion of Route 66 has been preserved in the way that they've seen it before, that they might remember it, and they just love to come here and experience it in real life for themselves.
So you mentioned the passport. Give us the exact name again.
So the passport is just the Route 66 digital passport that's available on the visitarizona.com website. You just go there and search Route 66, and it's the first thing that pops up. It's a quick, easy item to get. You just put in your name and your email address and your phone number. It comes right to your phone. You just click it, and then it brings it right up for you, and it'll put you on the digital map, and then you can just check out those landmarks and attractions just going down the road. And there's even a fun kind of gamification of this app as well.
And tell us, you can't just leave us hanging with that, Josh.
So the passport allows you to digitally check in at each landmark that you go to. And once you digitally check in, if you do 4 check-ins, you get a small prize, which is a Route 66 sticker pack. And if you do 7 check-ins, you get a slightly better prize of a Route 66 magnet. So they're small prizes, but they're fun, and it kind of just helps you get along and see a lot of our Route 66.
Well, I tell you, if you're coming over here from Europe, and this is your vacation, and you're dropping a lot of money to do this, you're taking that swag back home and you're putting it on your refrigerator or whatever. I mean, that's what tourists do, right? I mean, we sometimes forget, just like anybody, if you live in New York, you don't go to the Statue of Liberty that much, right?
Right.
If you're in Arizona, it's a crime to say, but you really need to go to Route 66. Uh-huh. You need to go to the canyon. You need to do this. We need to do that more often. I guess that's part of the point, though, is that whether you're coming from Europe or Japan or wherever, or you're coming from Phoenix or Tucson, this, and it's not an app, but this system will allow you to figure out, okay, where do I want to go? Where is this exactly? Where is Holbrook? I got to find that.
Right, absolutely. And it helps you also explore a unique part of Arizona that not everyone pictures in their mind when they picture Arizona. You know, it's you often picture sunsets and saguaros, and Route 66 certainly has some desert-type terrain, but it's not just that. You know, it's also mountains and pine trees as well. If you really get along the whole route here in Arizona, you get to experience our geographic diversity, which is really pretty neat.
Yeah, it really is, and especially if you go from Kingman to Seligman, which used to be before I-40 was the way to go. It's not nearly as used now, and there are some stunning scenery in there. It's just and if you want to kind of get away from it all, it's kind of good for that too. Let's talk about some of the other passports that you have. Route 66 is fabulous, but you've got some other passports for other parts of the state. Tell us a little bit about some of those.
So, absolutely. So these digital passports, people really like because it is really right on your phone, and you know that's with you all the time. And so it can really help you plan a trip. Even if you're just going into a Friday afternoon and you think, hey, I want to go get out on the road. Well, another passport that we have is called the AZ Parks Passport. And that helps you get access to Arizona's over 50 state and national parks and recreation areas and trails. And it works kind of in the same way in that you bring it up, you get it on your phone, it only takes a minute, and then you can see yourself on the map, and you can see what parks are around you. You can see the great roads of how to get to those places.
Right.
You can see
the very, very well-maintained and built ADOT roads, of course.
I mean, we can't have road trips without roads. So
well, that's right.
We always appreciate our partners at ADOT.
Thank you.
Those roads easily usable and expanding them as our great state grows as well.
This is true.
Certainly. And I was going to continue with the AZ Parks Passport, saying that one of the things that it does, because a lot of people have been to parks plenty of times, right? But what if you like the southern parks that have cactuses in them, but you want to find another one that's similar, or maybe one that's less visited that you haven't been to before?
Yeah.
Well, our Parks Passport has a great feature that allows you to divide the parks by features. So,
really?
Yeah, so you can divide them by ones that have water features or access to a lake or a river, or ones that have canyons, which is always super popular because, of course, people think of canyons for Arizona.
Sure.
Or one of my favorite ones is dark sky parks.
Ooh.
Yeah, and that one will let you see the parks in Arizona that are official dark sky parks, or ones that have programming where you can stay at the park after dark, and they have professionals come out there with telescopes and show you the night sky, so it can really extend your stay beyond just the daytime at the park.
I know I've experienced that myself at the North Rim of the Canyon once. They had some guys out there doing that. Okay, so lightning round then. Okay, I'm going to put you on the spot here because we didn't prepare this, so I'm really throwing Josh under the bus here. But you've got stuff here, so I'm interested in fishing. You've got something that gives me information on that, yes or no?
In fishing?
Yeah.
Yes, we have fishing.
Okay, I want to camp in a tent. You got something for that?
Oh, absolutely.
I want to camp in an RV. You got something for that?
Oh, definitely.
Okay, I want to go hiking.
There's so many places to hike in Arizona. You just throw a dart on a map.
You've got something for that. Okay, I want to go find some good local wine.
Oh, yeah, we have. That's another a great one is one thing that a lot of people don't know about Arizona or don't expect about Arizona is we have a great wine industry where the grapes that are made into Arizona wines, 75% of them are grown in southern Arizona. And we like to say that they're grown with the water from monsoon storms. So you're really tasting something special there. And we have three great official wine regions, northern central northern Arizona in the Verde Valley, mm-hmm. and then southern Arizona around Wilcox and Sonoyta. These places mm-hmm. are wine regions. You can go have a full experience there. So it's not just going in and going to a wine tasting room, but they have the vineyards out there and the orchards where they produce the wine. And a lot of them even have a way that you can stay the night there in like a small cabin. So they're really building up the tourism experience for people who love wine and who want to taste our great, unique Arizona wine.
Yeah, I think people, as you said, think of Arizona as mostly sunsets and saguaros. They don't think of wine. That's changing. They don't think of snow as often. Hopefully that's changing. And you guys are really out there on the front lines, along with us, to not, once you get them here, we'll get them where they need to go. Let's put it that way.
Sounds like a great partnership to me. We appreciate it.
So tell us a little bit more about how we find these passports so that everybody knows exactly where they need to go and what they need to do.
So all of those passports are available on our main website, which is just visitarizona.com. It's very easy to get to. The AZ Parks passport, you can literally just type in AZ Parks passport and it'll take you right to it. The Route 66 passport, you want to go on our website and search just Route 66 and it'll come right up. And like I said, once you get there, it's a pretty quick sign up, and then it goes right to your phone and you can just literally click one text message and it brings you right to the passport and it's ready to go.
Sounds terrific. If there was one thing about the Arizona Office of Tourism or tourism in general that you would like to get out there in the world for people to know, what would that be?
One thing, huh? That's tough when there's so many.
Well, pick a couple then.
Well, so the one thing that I would say is that we love promoting Arizona and our state to all types of visitors to come here and enjoy and find their own Arizona experience. So we have a ton of content on our website that allows you, whether this is your first trip or whether you come to Arizona every year, like many of our visitors do,
right.
There's always something new to do or new to explore. And even for residents of Arizona, you know, I would say residents are our number one visitors to other places across right. the state. And, you know, even if you've been to the Grand Canyon before, there's plenty of different ways to experience the Grand Canyon, and so, you know, there's always something new, and we're always trying to promote new things, and also we love sharing all the beautiful photography of Arizona to show off these gorgeous places in
right.
the state.
So the Office of Tourism has all these tools. ADOT, we have AZ511.com so that when you do go on your road trip, you can get real time, live road conditions everywhere in the state, whether it's a closure or there's a crash or everything is crystal clear. We've got cameras. We've got everything you need. So tourism and transportation working in lockstep together. Josh Coddington has been my guest on the latest podcast, ADOT on the Road with ADOT. Thanks for your time, Josh. I appreciate you stopping by.
Thanks, Doug.
Thanks for spending some time on the Road with ADOT. To learn more about ADOT, visit our website at azdot.gov, where you can also connect with our links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Instagram, Flickr, and YouTube. That's at azdot.gov. Goodbye for now, and thanks for being on the road with ADOT.